So the question is, how does one create, build, and protect and multiply your wealth in a global interconnected economy where change is happening rapidly and constantly, and financial markets are rigged to benefit financial institutions and enrich corporate insiders? I've made it my mission to uncover how you can create, protect, and multiply your wealth in any economy, and have interviewed the top investors and wealth experts for over 3 years. I share what I've learned from them and continue to learn on my journey. I'm MC Lobsher, and this is Cashflow Investing Secrets. MC Lobsher here, and thank you so much for joining me for another episode of the Cashflow Investing Secrets podcast. This is the show where cash is not king, cashflow is king. Everything Cashflow Ninja is at cashflowninja.com. That's cashflowninja.com. You could sign up for our newsletter too at cashflowninja.com/subscribe. I personally write the email. And what I include in the weekly emails that I send out is things that I think are important for you as a business owner and as an investor to be aware of if you especially want to protect and build wealth during the Great Reset. So at cashflowninja.com/subscribe, you could sign up for our newsletter and stay informed of everything that we think that you should know about and everything that's going on at Cashflow Ninja. In today's episode, I want to talk about how you can leverage asymmetric economic conditions. Now, that's quite a mouthful. So when we throw around big words like this, it's very easy just to look it up in a dictionary of what the term asymmetric means or economic conditions. But what I like to do is read the definitions and then essentially think it through of what it means to me. So I'm going to share with you what it means to me. So when I think of asymmetry, let's start there. What's the opposite of asymmetry? An asymmetric situation is a symmetric situation. So symmetry is in flow. It's balanced. It's aligned. It's smooth sailing, right? Something is symmetric. So what's the opposite of that? Asymmetric. So when I think of asymmetry, asymmetric, I think of imbalances. I think of things are a little bit out of whack. I think of things that are misaligned. There are distortions. There are bottlenecks. That's what I mean by asymmetric. And then economic conditions is essentially the conditions that that you find inside of an economy, things that are going on. What happens inside of an economy? Well, it all essentially is based off of what the government's policies are towards an economy. It's sad to say that, but that's actually how that's unfortunately how the world works. If you are in a political environment where free markets or elements of the free market is allowed to thrive, you're going to have a much different outcome and much different economic conditions in a particular economy than in a political environment where the government really doesn't necessarily allow elements of a free market and allow a free market to thrive. So if you think about how to leverage asymmetric economic conditions in your favor, what I think of and what I and this is the reason why I wanted to share this podcast is what distortions are there in the economy? What imbalances or bottlenecks are there in the economy that is a result of government, I would say, policies, laws, regulatory frameworks, and that you can essentially position yourself to capitalize on that. So let me share an example with you. The energy market is a great one right now, and that's actually what led me to record this episode for you, because talk about an asymmetric economic condition that you can capitalize on as an investor right now, or as even a speculator. It's quite incredible. So when it comes to energy, essentially, there's four ways that the world can generate enough energy that it currently needs. There's a massive demand, obviously, for energy globally. There's only four ways that you can meet this demand. It is oil, it is natural gas, it is nuclear, which involves uranium, and of course, it is coal. Those are the four main ways. And those, of course, those four ways fall into what a lot of folks call these days fossil fuels. So that's essentially the way that you're going to produce enough energy for the entire planet. Now, what happens if you have governments around the world that have decided that fossil fuels are bad and we are going to destroy the supply of fossil fuels because we're going to bring in more greener, more renewable sources of energy? Now, most reasonable people will listen to that statement and say, well, if you're just going to switch right away, there's going to be a massive imbalance, a massive distortion, a massive bottleneck, because these things take time, right? The period of going from fossil fuels to essentially having a greener, renewable energy sector that can actually meet the demand that the planet has from an energy standpoint, that's a massive infrastructure investment, number one. And number two, it's not going to happen overnight. It's probably going to take years. It's probably going to take decades to have that in place so that you actually have these greener and these more renewable sources of energy in place and the infrastructure in place and the delivery mechanisms in place to essentially supply to the massive demand that already exists. Again, if you take then a step back and you look at this, you say, well, there's massive, massive distortions here because you just cut the supply of fossil fuels around the world. Pick your country they've done it in, right? The United States was energy independent before the current administration. On day one, an executive order was signed to cancel pipelines. A couple of days later, there was another executive order signed to cancel all drilling leases on federal lands and so forth. So the current administration here in the United States have done the best that they can to destroy the current supply and local production of fossil fuels in the United States. And they've done it all across the world. So the entire world is in the situation. Well, what happened next? Well, you had a war break out in the Ukraine with Russia invading the Ukraine. Interestingly enough, the Ukraine and Russia produces a massive amount of oil and natural gas and commodities that's needed in so many things that we make. And they're also producers of food. So what does that do? Well, it reduces the supply even more. So as an investor and a speculator, if you look at this and you say, man, here is an incredible asymmetric play right in front of me because you have this massive demand for energy. The supply is being destroyed and it's completely out of whack through government policies, regulatory frameworks, and laws and actions taken by administrations, and then throw a war on top of that. How do I position myself to capitalize on this situation and capitalize on this asymmetric economic condition which is present? Well, of course, investors in oil, in natural gas, in uranium, which is used as of course, in nuclear energy and coal, they have seen massive, massive benefits because the prices of these energies have just absolutely skyrocketed. And there's massive opportunities within, within that sector, all along the supply chain, because of all of the many government policies, regulatory frameworks, and of course, laws that have been passed to reduce the capacity to produce all of this energy in that sector. I don't think this is going to change for a while, guys and gals. So that's what I mean by capitalizing on asymmetric economic conditions. The energy sector is just one example. You could probably think of plenty of other examples. So as a investor and a speculator, what markets can you take a look at and find massive asymmetric opportunities? What markets have a lot of bottlenecks? What markets have a lot of distortions created by government policies, regulatory frameworks, and also government laws? Everything Cashflow Ninja is at cashflowninja.com. That's cashflowninja.com. Please sign up for our newsletter at cashflowninja.com/subscribe. Until next time, live infinitely.
If you are interested in learning more about cash flow investing, I have compiled the 21 best cash flow investing strategies I have come across studying millionaires and billionaires for 2 decades and interviewing over 500 successful investors and wealth experts. You can grab the 21 cash flow investing strategy secrets at 21cashflowinvestingsecrets.com. That's 21, the number, cashflowinvestingsecrets.com.